shouting, hey, we know what you're planning to do. But we ain't had a referendum, and you weren't elected for this. And use a tax for a tax on Iraq is just taking a piss. So I'm telling you, no tax for war. You can stick your tax up your cracks and government holes. I said no tax for war, 'cause the debt is what you're fighting for, boys. So I ain't paying it no more.
Democratic government is demonstrably a series of Huxwellian illusions, systematically created and maintained by the moneyed aristocracy in an ever-growing military-industrial multimedia prison complex which masquerades as a so-called free world. This nightmarish vision of inbred self-appointed social engineers has been systematically and scientifically manufactured to distract the people from their controllers' ruthless exploitation of the planet and its resources in the dogged pursuit of perpetual war, open totalitarian global dictatorship, and a dramatically reduced population of chemically sedated, sterile wage slaves who grow to love their ignorance, apathy, amorality, and servitude. If you live under the tyrannical puppet governments of the House of Rothschild, whether in the entirely fictitious jurisdictions of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, the United States, the Commonwealth, or the European Union, there is a much greater chance that you are completely oblivious to the fact that you are existing in a world not too dissimilar from the one described in the preceding paragraph. In other words, there is a much greater chance that you are suffering from extreme mental delusions, which, at least in part, are responsible for your apathy towards the continuing murders of other people's children by sons and daughters of your homelands, on the orders of criminal governments, for the private gain of the same vested interests which have dominated the nation states of this planet since the Battle of Waterloo. Globalization is the consumer-friendly, propagandized explanation for the alleged inevitability of the debt-based corporatist system of mandatory democratic government, the controllers of which have conveniently granted ever more freedom and protection to the aristocracy of purpose, an unaccountable power base of fiercely elitist, super-rich eugenicists who dominate the competing factions of vested interests controlled by the lords and barons Rothschild and their many impeccably placed illegitimate children, intelligence agents, propagandists, academics, politicians, mercenaries, and stooges. These Malthusian psychopaths, dominated by families of generational pirates, usurpers, and mass murderers, collectively wield a controlling influence over international banking and trade, national governments, organized religion, public and private education, healthcare, the mass media, and general consensus, which they control almost entirely in secret while remaining hidden in plain sight behind the smokescreen of plausible deniability and a never-ending multimedia circus of manipulation, deception, and distraction. Those who have monopolized the international banking and finance industries have endeavored to conceal perhaps the biggest frauds in the known history of commerce and trade between merchants. By design, debt-based monetary systems will always fail the vast majority for the benefit of the controllers and manipulators of the so-called free market, which is really a game of world monopoly with no rules, in which the bankster's openly stated aim is to own every property on the board, including you. This naturally gives rise to a disturbing question. What would life on Earth be like if they actually achieved these objectives? The answer, to all except those who are suffering from extreme mental delusions, is exactly as it is now, except there would be 6.5 billion less people in the aftermath of the final stages of at least 1,000 years of state-sponsored genocide.
No tax for war. You can stick your tax up your cracks, your government holes. I said no tax for war. What you fighting for, boys? So I ain't praying no more.
If If you are offended, threatened, or angered by the very suggestion that your compliance with the system which imposed itself upon you is evidence of your complicity in the slaughter of the innocent by tyrants, then you are almost certainly suffering from chronic narcissism, egotism, or myopia, all of which prevent you from learning from your mistakes, since you almost certainly never acknowledge making any. Having suffered all three of those afflictions in the past, I feel humbly qualified to make such an emotive contention on the basis that I can testify from my own experiences that he who doesn't learn from his mistakes is destined to repeat them. Over the course of more than a decade's research into many different subjects, I have learned that nothing except the truth is what it seems to be. But accepting the fact that I willingly succumbed to such dick-bastardly deceptions was only the beginning of my learning curve. However, by emotionally detaching myself from what I previously believed or desperately wanted to be true, I was able to discern the difference between information that resonated in my heart and the stage-managed stimuli of programmed thinking. Since I realized that aside from my own ignorance of the truth, the only weapon the corrupt, crumbling corporatist system can use against me is my fear of refusing to comply with the orders of tyrants, I consciously chose to live freely in peace and in accordance with my own conscience, no matter what opposition I might face from the illegitimate state. 5 years later, I have gleaned from my own experiences that the entire system was obviously designed to marginalize, demoralize, and ostracize those who choose such a course of action. To the best of my knowledge, I've been under various forms of intrusive surveillance for more than a decade, which I will continue to actively resist until it no longer persists in my life, contrary to populist New Age dogma. The fact that we have nothing to hide does not mean we should be forced to give up our right to a private life so that the government can keep us safe from terrorists. As if such a thing were possible in a globalized police state, which systematically terrorizes the people into obeying the diktats of tyrants by inventing unjust laws to lock them up, abuse them, and steal their homes. Like a car crash in slow motion, I've watched the Illuminati Empire seemingly begin to crumble into shiny ruins before my world-weary eyes, catalyzed by the controlled demolition of what formerly appeared to be the sovereignty of the independent nation-state, for the sole purpose of replacing one quintessentially elitist, violently corporatist, piratical feudal hierarchy with another version of the same unelected, unaccountable world government, bought and paid for by the House of Rothschild, which seized control of international trade, the Bank of England, and according to researcher Greg Hallett, royal breeding rights, in the days following the Battle of Waterloo, since when there has been almost perpetual war in continental Europe. It has been estimated that more than 13.5 million men were massacred, the majority by machine guns, on the blood-soaked fields of France, Belgium, Luxembourg, Germany, Poland and Serbia in the Great Slaughter of 14 to 18. Peripheral circumstances appeared to have changed considerably by the time of the genocide known as World War II, during which another 60 million people were killed, but the controlling hegemony of consolidated interests and hereditary privileges that has now been responsible for the murder of hundreds of millions of men, women and children, fraud on a multinational industrial scale, and the theft of the ancestral lands and resources from the indigenous peoples of this beautiful planet, still like to think they will always reign over us, whether we choose to accept it or not.
No tax for war. You can stick your tax up your cracks, your government whores. I said no tax for war, 'cause the debt is what you're fighting for, boys. So I ain't praying no more.
I have witnessed friends and associates lose their homes over alleged mortgage debts that cannot be substantiated at law or in equity. Time and again, judges at every level of Her Majesty's courts have ignored or dismissed perfectly legitimate administrative processes served on the banksters by individuals who conditionally agreed to settle all verifiable liabilities upon receipt of the following items. 1. A legally enforceable bilateral contract signed by both parties and containing all of its terms and conditions. 2. A bill or invoice signed by the CEO of the company validating the debt. 3. The actual accounting of the lender's losses pertaining to the contract. Under the statutory law of England and Wales, mortgages are governed by the Law of Property Miscellaneous Provisions Act 1989, which prescribes that if a mortgage provider cannot provide a document signed by the alleged lender and the borrower containing all of the prescribed terms and conditions of the loan, the purported mortgage of property cannot take any legal effect and can be overridden in equity by a party who has possession on the basis that the mortgage will be void for failing to comply with Section 2 of the 1989 Act. The automatic legal presumption of the veracity of the bankster's claims is quite simply anathema to any genuine justice system, which also stands as yet more compelling evidence that the internationalists have bought, blackmailed and bullied the vast majority of the judiciary into overlooking the changes to the law which were made more than 23 years ago. Whilst victories against credit card and mortgage companies both in and out of court are the talk of internet forums right across the planet, with Bank of America having frozen all bank foreclosures in 50 states, the vast majority of UK courts continue to protect the banksters from accusations of fraud, negligent misrepresentation and unjust enrichment. It is therefore perfectly understandable that many of the victims of these crimes, especially those who have been through the turbulent processes of civil litigation, consider it nigh on impossible to obtain justice from within the established system. However, it has been demonstrated to me that most of the time, the real adversary of justice is cognitive dissonance rather than endemic corruption. In other words, the lawyers, barristers and judges cannot even conceive of the idea that the laws of mortgages have been rarely applied correctly since the enactment of the Law of Property Miscellaneous Provisions Act 1989. That being the case, even when the law is applied correctly by unrepresented litigants in person, the courts almost always dismiss such a claim as totally without merit in English law, which is, ironically enough, totally without merit in English law. Since the most efficient way to expedite the process of setting aside these nullities initially appeared to be making mass claims against every UK mortgage provider, representative complaints were made for and on behalf of an estimated 3.2 million mortgagors to the Financial Ombudsman Service by a special purpose vehicle known as the Voluntary Community Trust of Mortgagors. The FOS refused to administer these complaints on the ludicrously inept ground that they can only deal with complaints made by individual customers. Under such circumstances, the VCT declared the FOS and the FSA, its overlords, were not fit for purpose, since both organisations have emphatically failed to regulate the UK mortgage industry in accordance with the statutory law of mortgages. In the event that the district registries are flooded with hundreds or even thousands of claimants who, for all intents and purposes, are putting forward the same allegations against the banksters, substantially supported by valid administrative processes, clearly prescribed statutory provisions, utterly compelling case law and diligent adherence to the civil procedure rules and practice directions, the result would almost certainly be a test case in the High Court. In the event that the verdict of such a proceeding is handed down in favour of the claimants, the entire banking industry would be shackled by the unforgiving exposure of an industrial-scale fraud that would bring an end to the financial tyranny of the House of Rothschild and its illegitimate limited liability monarchies. Therein lies the reason why the courts continue to protect the interests of the moneyed aristocracy at the expense of the people who rely on the courts to provide remedy and protection from such criminal exploits. As previously indicated, it has been estimated that many thousands of American mortgagors had foreclosure proceedings suspended by the US courts in 2010 on the basis that the alleged lenders could not provide the original mortgage notes and deeds, without which no legal charge against a property can be legally enforced, resulting in the suspension of all foreclosures by Bank of America, among other deeply concerned American banksters. While the law of mortgages in the United Kingdom of ill-gotten gains appears to be more subtle and complex, at least on the surface, the principles are identical, since United States law was founded upon the English legal system. Sooner or later, an honourable member or former member of the judiciary will surely comprehend that the legal professions practising on these islands have been so preoccupied with servicing their own fraudulent debts that they have failed to recognise the herd of elephants in the corner of the room. Solicitors, barristers and judges are getting shafted just like virtually everybody else on the planet.
The government slaughter's illegal, so paying taxes against the law, 'cause they put it in a great big pot to fund the banks as a war. So I ain't giving you no tax for war. You can stick your tax up and crack your government holes. I said no tax for war, 'cause the debt is what you're fighting for. So I said no tax for war. Gonna stick my cash in a stash under the floor. I said no tax for war, 'cause the debt is what you're fighting for. So I said no tax for war. You can stick your tax up, you crack your government holes. I said no.